From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Lebanon's departing defense minister says Syrian troops will begin withdrawing from the country tomorrow. He says they'll move toward Lebanon's eastern border as part of a gradual pullout announced yesterday by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Assad and Lebanon's president are to meet tomorrow to work out more details of the pullout. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Beirut. Hi, Ivan.
Hey, Jennifer.
Demonstrators have been pushing for weeks for Syria to pull its troops out of Lebanon, but yesterday we heard them booing President Assad's announcement and saying they were skeptical about it. With this latest announcement of a pullout starting tomorrow, are they more optimistic?
Well, I think they were booing the Syrian president, actually, who's not a very popular man among this opposition groups. As far as the defense minister's statement, this Lebanese defense minister from the Lebanese government that was just forced to resign last Monday, I spoke with an opposition leader tonight who said, that man is a dummy. I wouldn't take anything he says seriously, and you can quote me on it. However, he went on to say that the Syrian president's speech yesterday, in which he indicated he was in favor of some withdrawal process starting soon, that was a very good sign for the Lebanese opposition.
There have been counter demonstrations in the past day supporting Syria, even some gunfire apparently last night. Who's doing this?
There are some pro-Syrian groups here. There were several hundred protesters in several Lebanese cities that went out waving portraits of the Syrian president and the pro-Syrian Lebanese president, Emil Lahoud. Also, we've had a statement coming from the most important and powerful Shiite militia group here, Hezbollah, which is considered a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. The leader of Hezbollah gave a press conference today. He told opposition members to stop insulting Syria, which is a close Lebanese ally. He said that Syria has helped defend Lebanon from Israel in the past. And he said he was going to organize a demonstration on Tuesday to show appreciation for Syria.
Given that various factions in Lebanon fought a 15-year civil war in the 70s and 80s, are people worried that tensions over the Syrian troop presence there could lead to more conflict?
Jennifer, I think Lebanese are very aware of this possibility of their tragic history. People from every faction that I've spoken to are quick to say that they're going to avoid violence of any type, that the most important thing is some kind of Lebanese unity in the future. But the fact of the matter is you're going to have large groups of protesters in the coming days from different groups from opposing viewpoints. They'll be out in the streets. This will raise tensions. And you did have several hundred pro-Syrian demonstrators last night, and they were shooting guns up in the air in some Christian neighborhoods that are considered to be in favor of the opposition.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jennifer.